Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne, your host and guide. Now today's meditation is around removing self-doubt, and I think that most of us experience self-doubt in some moments in life. Sometimes, just sometimes, it's a useful thing, allowing us to reassess or rethink a situation, or to notice that maybe this is our intuition giving us a message, but honestly, most frequently, it's our inner critic coming up to give us a good bashing. So I want to invite you today to try and reframe any self-doubt into a more constructive form, because deep down we know that we're enough, that we're worthy, but our ego likes to come up and really test it every so often. It can be the tiniest thing that will trigger it off, some criticism, or we're tired or stretched, something as trivial as getting a parking ticket, and we can go into full-on self-doubt and beating ourselves up mode. So it's really important that we recognize this. For some people, self-doubt can become a permanently entrenched state. So this work is really important in healing. And it's also important to acknowledge that self-doubt comes from somewhere. It's going to be different for all of us, but most commonly it's going to have its roots in childhood, in experiences of being bullied or criticized, being humiliated or berated. And the negative feedback from these internalized negative comments can play out into our adult lives and impact us hugely. This is, of course, big work. Healing the thoughts and subsequent emotions around feelings of not being enough, not being good enough, not being worthy. It's the most important energetic work we can do. So today we're going to work gently to reframe our self-doubt from a place of non-judgment. Within our meditation, we'll have the chance to improve our self-image and start to think positively about ourselves. And because we want to feel strong and confident, I ask that you sit for today's meditation. So either on the floor, on a cushion, or on a chair, bring yourself to sit upright with your back supported if you like. Feel your roots either through your sitting bones or your feet on the floor. Your posture is the starting place of confidence and of feeling good within yourself. So allow your spine to be upright but not tense. Roll your shoulders back slightly. Lengthen the back of your neck. Sit tall. We're going to use a mudra or hand position today as well. So bring the thumb on each hand to the side of the first knuckle on your first finger, so the one closest to your fingertip, and gently straighten the other fingers to a comfortable position. This Ahamkara mudra is one that will give you confidence and activates the Manipura or solar plexus chakra. It is here that we hold our sense of self, our self-confidence, and is the center of our personal empowerment. So bring your attention to the Manipura now, your solar plexus, and take a deeper breath into this space. A long, slow, deep inhale. A long, slow, deep exhale. And as you continue to breathe in this way, feel as though the breath is acting like bellows to activate this chakra. See the breath encouraging the energy within the Manipura to spin clockwise, the bright sunshine yellow of this chakra shining out front and back from your body like rays of sunshine. So now let's even out the breath using a beautiful steady box breath. So when you're ready, breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. Out 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. Beautiful. Use this box breath whenever you need to bring yourself back into your parasympathetic nervous system. But for now, allow your breath to settle back into a natural flow. Now take a moment to really be in your body. Notice the natural flow of your breath. Notice the spaces between each breath. Notice any sensation in your body. Notice any thoughts. Notice that you exist. As you sit quietly with the sensations of the body, with the thoughts of the mind, allow yourself to simply say to yourself, "This is just a sensation. That is just a thought." And as you do this, you will take your mind from being involved with your recurrent thoughts to being the observer of your thoughts, towards a knowing of your true self at your core. Now we want to imprint a positive self-image within your cleared mind. So imagine yourself in a state of high confidence. You feel great, you look great. Visualize yourself doing something that brings you great joy, in a place where you feel totally at ease. Create the details of this situation in your head. It can be a real one that you've experienced or an imagined one. So create the details, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the temperature, everything about how you feel in this confident place where self-doubt does not exist. And if any negative thoughts pop up as you visualize, simply label them, "That is just a thought," and return to the sensations and feelings of the completely confident you, feeling at ease, safe, and at peace. So you have this picture of yourself in this state of beautiful high confidence. So let's install some affirmations into this space. Simply let them wash over you, confident in the knowledge that these statements are the truth. I am at peace with myself. I appreciate who I am. I value myself as a person. All people have value, and I am a valuable human being. I deserve to relax. I deserve to be happy. And I imagine and believe that all of these affirmations are true for me right now, in this moment. And I'm enjoying the sense of confidence that I'm experiencing. When my mood is low, I accept my emotions and recognize that the low mood will pass and I will be happy again. I look forward to the good times. My future is bright and positive. I look forward to the future and I enjoy the present. I look fondly upon many memories from the past. And I forgive myself for my mistakes. All people make mistakes. I used to feel regret about some of my mistakes because I'm a good person and want to do the best that I can. And now I'm still a good person and I release the feelings of regret because I have learned and moved on. I forgive myself for errors I've made because I've felt bad about them long enough. I have suffered enough and now it is time to be free. And by freeing myself from past mistakes, I can move on and do good things. I forgive myself. I feel good about who I am today. I accept the person that I am. I accept my flaws and accept my strengths. I view my shortcomings as strengths not yet developed rather than weaknesses. I approach challenges with strength. I eagerly develop new strengths. And I do the best that I can at the time. My efforts are enough and that's okay. I do not have to be perfect. I am a human being with flaws. I enjoy being who I am and love myself as I am. I nurture the child within me and I feel secure in who I am. And do not need to compare myself to others. All of the strengths I have ever had are present in me today. I still have the same positive character, even if not all of my strengths are shown right now. I have all of those strengths of character and will use those strengths again. I believe that all of these affirmations are true for me right now in this moment. I'm enjoying the sense of self-confidence that I am experiencing. I accept myself. I care for myself. I take time for myself and enjoy it. I deserve time for myself and I feel good about taking this time regularly. I handle difficulties with grace. I allow myself to experience and express emotions, both negative and positive, because I accept myself. I am perfectly all right just the way I am. I accept myself. I am a valuable human being. I feel confident. I accept myself. I feel secure. I accept myself. So bring yourself back to the situation that you visualized in your mind's eye. See yourself there again. Notice how you're feeling following all of those affirmations. And accept any feelings that you're having, positive or negative, because they are all part of you. And how much importance you place on them is your choice and your choice alone. You are calm and at peace with all your emotions. And your energy will flow from that place of calm and peace. Bring your attention back to the mudra, the hand position that you are holding. Feel the strength that is there. Gently press the thumb into the knuckle. You can take this mudra whenever you want to bring back these feelings of confidence, whenever you need to let go of any self-doubt. Send your attention down into your Manipura chakra and notice the sensations that are there. It is a sense of strength, of empowerment residing at the solar plexus. And you can revisit this whenever you need to reconnect with this inner confidence. Take a deeper breath and release your hands. Bring them to your heart. Anchor these feelings of surety within yourself, within your heart. And gently open your eyes and bring yourself back into your space. Have a wonderful day. Om Shanti. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast, and I hope that you find this useful. As usual, a lot of my teachings come from whatever it is that I'm going through, and of course, I have days where I have self-doubt and my confidence goes flat. And so this is just as much for me as it is for you. We're all human. We have these days where, oof. Anyway, this has really picked me up. I'm feeling good. It's really helped me create this, record this, and put it out to you and share this energy with the world. So I hope that you benefit as well. So if you want to get in touch with me, you know that you can always through my website, chakra-way.com, where you'll find details about my course, the journey, about chakra readings, which are fantastic for going deep and detailed into your energy body and coming up with some really detailed and deep solutions that are particular and specifically for you and your particular cocktail of what you've got going on in your life. So yeah, that's all there for you. And I've got more interviews coming up. I hope you're still enjoying all of those. So stay in touch. I have been having lovely messages from people recently and I absolutely love it. I'm really happy to answer any questions or create a meditation especially for you. Okay, until next time, take care. Bye now.